bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, Election Day is tomorrow, and we want to encourage every single person, that includes you, where you at, and you, to get out and vote. Polls open at 7 a.m., close at 8 p.m. tomorrow. Also, tune in to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace tomorrow at 12 noon. He'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. They'll be discussing Wisconsin's history of disenfranchising Black voters through gerrymandering election maps and why he is pushing to have fair legislative maps in Wisconsin and across the U.S. Again, that is former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder on Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Eric Wallace, one of them. tomorrow at 12 noon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I find it interesting. Anyway, let me hush. That's political. I'm not going to talk about that. Let me take that and do that. Okay. So, here's my issue. Democrats always talk about gerrymandering when the first thing they do when they get in office and get the majority is gerrymander. Now, I don't have a problem with it. That's what people in the majority do. But don't be hypocritical about it. Don't complain that somebody else does something that you do and that you should not vote for them so that you can get in and do it. Like, that's a little disingenuous. That's a little, you know, just say, hey, we want to make the district map so it's in our majority favor. Okay. Then if I want to vote for you, I vote for you. If I don't want to vote for you, I don't vote for you. But what you're not going to do is tell me a tale of vote this way because they're doing that. And then you get in and do the same thing. Kowtow to billionaires, yet you say they're kowtowing to billionaires. The fact that, it's just weird to me. Bernie Sanders goes to a place to complain about billionaires. This guy lives off a trust fund. How? Because he's a billionaire. Oh, right. And he's not even a Democrat. He's an independent. So, what we doing?
Number five.
So from WISN.com, a unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday refused to hear a last-minute attempt by the state's Democratic Attorney General to stop billionaire Elon Musk from handing over million-dollar checks to two voters, a ruling that just came out minutes before the planned start of the rally. The two lower courts had already rejected the legal challenge by Democrat Josh Call, who argues that Musk violated state law. Wisconsin's law prohibits offering anything of value to induce anyone to vote. And he argued in his filing, yet Elon Musk did just that. But the state Supreme Court, which is currently controlled by 4-3 liberal justices, declined to even hear the case as an original action. Musk's attorneys argued in filings with the court that Musk was exercising his free speech rights with the giveaway. Any attempt to restrict that would violate both the Wisconsin and U.S. constitutions. The payments are intended to generate a grassroots movement in opposition to activist judges, not to expressly advocate for or against any candidate, Musk's attorneys argued in the court filings. Wisconsin's, of course, tightly contested Supreme Court election. Ideological control of the court is at stake. Is tomorrow. Liberals currently hold a 4-3 majority. The court's four liberal justices have endorsed Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Now, I don't understand why a court judge would be even doing that. If you're on the Supreme Court, it's my understanding, no, it's my belief that you shouldn't be doing that. Musk's attorneys, for about 4 hours before the rally was to begin, asked that two liberal justices who have campaigned for Crawford, Karofsky and Dalit, recused themselves from the case. His attorneys argued their work for Crawford creates a specter of inappropriate bias. If they did recuse, then that would leave the court with a 3-2 conservative majority. But we put them on the court to do what? We put them on the court to follow the rule of law. And they did. And they said no. Now, there's a reason why they did that, in my estimation. One of the reasons why they did that is because it's too close to the election. It would be like picking sides. And once you start doing that, you literally control the outcome of an election. And so rather than do that, they simply said, we're not touching it. Let nature take its course.
Number four.
This also from WISN 12. What happened in Green Bay? Well, he gave away $2 million. 2 days before the election, after all the court battle you just heard about, he gave away two $1 million checks in Green Bay, despite the fight by Josh Call. Musk said, I should say the reason for the checks is to get attention. It's like we need to get attention. Musk and his groups roughly poured $20 million into the race, backing conservative candidate Brad Schimmel, who is running against liberal Susan Crawford. Musk handed out two $1 million checks to two people in the crowd, and he said he had signed a petition against activist judges. He originally said the payments would be made to two Wisconsin voters, which Democrats argued violated the state's bribery laws. Again, like I said, Call asked the court to end it. The court said, we're not even hearing it. We're not even bothering. We're not doing it. And I think the reason they're not doing it, I believe, is because it's too close to the race. Same thing with I think they were suing about Hillary Clinton, or Donald Trump came to town and wanted to sue. And Supreme Court said, no, it's too close to the election. We don't want to do something that's going to cause voters to shift. And so the easy way to do that is to literally stay out of the way of the political process.
Number three.
This from Fox6Now.com. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man has been charged in relation to a February armed carjacking. Prosecutors recently charged 20-year-old Javon Smith, a Milwaukee locksmith, now has a message of caution after he was robbed and held at gunpoint. Prosecutors recently charged 20-year-old Javon Smith one count of armed carjacking as a party to a crime. So investigators say in early February, Smith and another person requested help from a locksmith only to aim a gun at the man and empty his pockets. Court records say that locksmith was speaking with someone on Facebook Marketplace about reprogramming car keys. They agreed to meet on West Eggert Place. Investigators say once the man got there, someone got out of a black Nissan with a silver pistol and said, he knew what time it is, or basically they said, you know what time it is. Either way, they took the man's two phones, $150 in cash, and his keys. But here's the kicker. Prosecutors say they took his vehicle full of thousands of dollars worth of equipment, including about 100 blank key fobs, and drove off. Court records show the next day Smith was identified in an armed robbery where he stole $800 from a victim using Cash App. Police arrested him days later, and officers found a phone with screenshots of messages with the unarmed locksmith and the photos of the stolen equipment. Who said cops were smart? Woo, it's always the criminal. I solved this crime. Well, they left a blood trail, like a block and a half, and then they said, I'm going in here, and then you saw them on video, and then they used their phone, and then they, okay. So, yeah. But the locksmith wants people to be careful. He says, I just felt like betrayed because I came to do a service. I work hard. I did, and someone did that. That's what the locksmith said. Each time someone calls me, I'm scrutinizing everything much, much more. They need to know there's people like that out there that will take your hard-earned money from you. Cash bond was set at $20,000. He's due back in court next week. So here's my question. You ready? If cash bond was set for $20,000, where did a 20-year-old get $20,000 to get out of cash? I'm just... My message is, you just... Okay. If convicted, Smith is facing 60 years in prison. Well, I guess if I was facing 60 years in prison, I might find 20. Hey, bruh. Can I get 20? Can I get 20? Hey, man. Can I get 20? Look, dude, I promise I'm going to pay you back. Like, how you going to pay him back if you get convicted at 20? Like, what? How you going to pay him back? How are you going to pay? How you gonna pay somebody back and you sitting in prison doing 20?
Number two.
This from blackenterprise.com. Did you watch the Minnesota-Detroit game?
Oh, of course I did.
They're calling it a squirmish took place yesterday, resulting in not one, not two, not three, not four, but five NBA players, two coaches being ejected, Timberwolves and the Pistons. I guess the Pistons are back to being the bad boys of the NBA. This is before halftime at the Target Center. According to CNN Sports, with less than 10 minutes left to play in the first half of the Timberwolves-Pistons game, a fight occurred on the court. It started when Pistons forward Ron Holland fouled Timberwolves forward Naz Reid. The two started yelling at each other. DiVincenzo stepped in between them, and then the scuffle started, and security and team personnel were able to end the fight. But in the end, Piston players Isaiah Stewart, Holland, and Marcus Sasser were thrown out along with their head coach. Timberwolves lost Reed, DiVincenzo, and assistant coach Pablo Porgiani. How you get into a fight in an NBA game? So here's my question with this, right? You ready? Should they get tickets for fighting? You cleared the bench. Should you get at a minimum, a municipal or county citation for fighting in the public? Battery, whatever. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Why?
Is that not private property? They can
You can't fight on private property.
Discipline them as needed?
You can't fight on private property. You have a fight in your house. People call the police. You go to jail.
But the NBA is the governing body.
It doesn't. No, it's not. That's not how it works. Like, the NBA is not like their own country. They don't have sovereignty. If you fight on private property, the police can walk down there and arrest your butt for fighting if they wanted to.
So if Ron Holland wanted to pose charges.
He could. They just don't. Or there's some type of signature thing they signed where they said that you wouldn't because you're getting paid millions of dollars to play, so you can't. And if somebody does it, the NBA can do it. That's why I equate the NBA to really slavery. you've turned your life over to them where they can do anything they want with you, send you to any team they want to send you to, suspend you, do whatever, and you have zero recourse because the NBA Players Association basically signed everything away for the millions they get. So it's literally slavery. And I'm talking slavery from players, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, don't matter. It's basic slavery. You sign your life away for $30 million. But that's it. Same thing with baseball. Same thing with football. We own you. And I don't know if I want to do that. To the point, somebody should get a ticket. If you're telling kids, don't fight, be good, and these are our quote-unquote people we look up to, they should have the same consequences that we do. I think it's only fair. Yeah, but they're special. Just like that fool golfer that should have went to jail for battering the police officer, but he didn't. To the point where I actually argued with some white folks here. What do you mean it should be in jail? I said, he's not special because he's a white guy and playing golf. You're not special. You should be in jail like everybody else. If a black guy did it, you would be standing there saying that black guy needs to go to jail. If a black guy hit the golfer, you'd be like, lock him up and send him to prison. What makes him special because he's a golfer? And then I realized it was a white guy. And you're actually okay letting people not be responsible because of what they do. But if they're not responsible, then we can't hold you responsible either. Oh, wait a minute. Then you won't be able to hold me responsible either. I guess I can get out and do what I want. Me personally, I'd probably be fired. You know why? I'd write him a ticket.
Number one.
Well, this from TheRoot.com. So I talked about this a little on Friday, and it kind of blew over, and I kind of wondered about it. And in his latest attempt to rid the country of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and as many Americans believe, strip away black history, President Donald Trump announced plans to target federal funding for the Smithsonian, forcing folks to question why he's taken an interest in the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Now, I didn't hear that he took interest in that. I just heard Smithsonians. It's not the only Smithsonian. He said, but not similar museums like U.S. Holocaust Memorial, Museum of American Indian, all of which receive federal funding. In executive order, Trump said the MAAHC located in Washington, D.C., is under the influence of a divisive, race-centered ideology. Because of this, Trump wants to end funding to the African American Museum, as well as other Smithsonian museums honoring the expansive history of the nation. This means the fate of the black history and culture is up in the air. I would say no, because we're going to kick in and we're going to pay for it. That's what I say. Let's stop crying and moaning and living off the government, and let's just pay for it. Everybody and every family should figure out how much money they're going to need to spend. You're not going to be able to work for the federal government and get paid this exorbitant salary to be the director and all that. You're going to have to make a reasonable salary, and you're going to have to do that because you should have known this day was coming. Like, I don't know why you were shocked. I don't. Everybody in their family, every year, couple things. If you went to an HBCU, hustle up about $1,000 a year or just pay $84 or what is it, $83, $84 a month. And over the course of a year, they'll have $1,000. To your alma mater. And that's it. $1,000. Think about how many people have graduated from HBCUs. Millions. And all the money you cry and moan. See, I'm about to say that word again, the P word. And moan about having, when all you have to do is what? Pay it yourself. Have a fundraiser. But we don't do that. We always want someone else's money. Always want someone else to pay for it. You actually got a scholarship to go to college, and you won't give back. I got a scholarship to go to college. Part of it I paid out of my pocket, and part of it I got a scholarship. But in the end, guess where I'm at every single year? Back at Illinois State University, back at Marion University, back at Concordia University. Why? Because they gave me what I got. So you give it back. What if you don't have money? Then go volunteer. That's the same thing we're going to have to do with UNCF, Thurgood Marshall Fund. You just have to give. And now the museum. It's yours. Take care of it. People kept arguing, and I'm going to go out on a limb here before we go to break. Jewish is a race, right? Whoopi Goldberg got in trouble for saying it's a religion, not a race. It's also an ethnicity and all that, but I'm not going to get into that. Whoopi Goldberg got into trouble saying that it's not a race. Now they're protecting the Jewish faith, but nobody's saying it's a race anymore. But my thing is, if you're going to get rid of funding for anything minority in the Smithsonian, shut them all down. But now you're just being weird. Now you're just being weird. You shouldn't be against Jewish people, shouldn't be against Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American. You shouldn't. And if you want to have a museum, you should be able to have a museum. Now, this one sounds like we're going to have to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and do some complaining. No, we're not going to storm the Capitol. No, we're not going to storm the Capitol. Let me do this. I'll try not to storm the Capitol. I am not climbing over anybody's fence and getting shot. That is not going to happen. And I'm not going to let you do it either. In his order, Trump charged Vance to seek the appointment of citizen members of the Smithsonian Board of Regents committed to advancing the policy of this order. Without the Smithsonian, which provides nearly 24 museums free to the public, Americans and tourists won't have access to accurate accounts of history. But maybe that's the real plan for Trump's America. I think it is. I think we want to erase everything that reminds them of everything they did wrong. If you actually accepted what was wrong, you should actually be able to move on. But you won't. And so I guess it begs the question, can you call the president a knucklehead?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It was love at first sight. I know from the way she looked at me.
You're looking at Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I see you on the talk and text line. I see you on YouTube. But if you want to see it, you can stream and watch us on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell. And then we will hear you. I want to say thank you to Lana Banana. She's the only one that loved me and called me today. So we're doing that. A great baseball game for the Kansas City Royals. So they gave they gave our good friends a shellacking. So they's packing for a shellacking. So that's what they got. Somebody must have put a tag on their back that said punk me. Because they got punked. Woo! Four straight. Lord have mercy. Speaking of Lord have mercy, I think it's important that you played that song. That, like, that's my cut. And the reason that's my cut is because, okay, is anybody listening? Let me see. I got to talk about Halle Berry. I don't want to get y'all, you know, because sometimes you mention Halle Berry, people get all, ooh, you know. They like swoon because she's so fine. You know what I'm saying? So, Halle Berry questions the impact of being the first and only Black woman to win Oscar for Best Actress. Does it matter? So, another award season winding down. Halle Berry, who famously became the first Black woman to win the Academy Award for Best Actress in 2002. So we spent an inordinate amount of time being the first black. Does that take away the fact that she is in rarefied air of having won an Academy Award? And the fact that she happens to be a black woman, I don't know. Do you diminish her beating everybody by saying she's the first black woman to do it? Now, here's my take on it. I love the fact that Halle Berry won it. I love the fact that she won an Oscar. It was well deserved. But didn't Denzel win an Oscar for this thing called where he played the crooked cop? So how do you win an Academy Award for being a crooked cop or playing Halle Berry's part where she's like got a husband in prison and sleeping with the prison guard and all kind of craziness and all that? Like, why is it when we play these, like if she played a billionaire woman, right? Like she wouldn't have won an Academy Award. But if she plays some trash black woman sleeping with a white guy who's a prison guard, crap like that, then all of a sudden, oh, it's so great. No, I don't think so. That bothers me. I don't think so. I don't think so. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check the talking text line so I don't get it. Training Day. Thank you. It was Training Day. You can play a crooked, wife-beating, cheating, trashy cop and win an Academy Award. You can play a tramp. Do they even call people tramps anymore? Skeezers? Skanks? Okay. and win an Academy Award. But if you actually play somebody that's believable and in a corporate environment, or that's not real because of your point of view of black people. And y'all was the one saying you got to play real. You complain about taking advantage of little people. So in Snow White, you took out little people and you morphed them in, right? You use CG for like what? So because of political correctness, you put little people out of business and they can't earn money because of how you feel. That's weird. That's weird. That's just weird. But that's what we go by. And it makes absolutely no sense. No sense whatsoever. Now, before I take a break, I got a complaint. And then after we take a break, I'll be talking about Donald Trump. Because he did some other stuff that don't make no sense. And I need your input. Or better yet, I think I'm going to go to break. Because when we come back, I got a problem. And I want to talk to Sandra. I got a problem. The problem is something that you would never, ever believe or think you would ever, ever have a problem with, to the point where growing up, I only mentioned it maybe once on this show, growing up, never in my wildest dream would I have thought I would have this problem. It is a problem only a homeowner has. Well, I grew up, I didn't think I could own a home. You know, when I grew up, we were poor to the point where I'll always rent an apartment, I'll always have a car note, all that. And it's not the case. The issue I have, I'll tell you when we come back.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Hey, Truth Nation. Our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. till 12 noon. And we want you to be there. So go to truthcommunitycleanup.com, sign up to volunteer to help make Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs, which means everybody's going to sign up for the last cleanup site. You can register today. You'll get it. You can register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com and beautify our city. Come on. Just come out. Help clean up. We can make it look all pretty together. Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. till 12 noon. Presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Reyes, Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. 833-212-1017 is the number. All right. So I know I got to get to Sandra, but I got to tell this story. So I got this bird. I need to figure out how to get rid of a bird that's in my neighborhood. That's on a tree, two doors from my house. Two doors. You ready? It's a woodpecker. I'm like, what is that? It's a woodpecker. A what? Like, what the? Huh? Is it like Woody Woodpecker? We're like, no, like it's a real. And I'm listening, like, what is that? So I'm sitting in my backyard chilling, got the fire pit going, sitting there reading a book. It's the evening. Everything is great. It's about 70 degrees outside, and I hear this. I'm like, what is that? Like, what is a woodpecker? So 2 yards away from me, up high in the tree, there's a woodpecker who decides at, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, I think I'm going to knock on this tree. So by 9 o'clock that night, I'm like, okay, dude, like, can I borrow your air rifle? I got to take care of this wood. It was driving me up a wall. How do you get rid of a woodpecker? Anybody? 833-212-1017. No, I'm not going to shoot it. No, I'm not going to throw anything at it so I can go to jail because, you know, the DNR will come out and be ready to lock me up. But all kidding aside, just kidding, what do you do about a woodpecker? Like, how do you set your tree to be anti-woodpecker? I don't know. Hit me on the talking text line. Hit me on the YouTube chat, something, because I need to know. I need to know. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a great weekend.
Yeah, mine was too.
Good. You had my company.
Yeah. We went out to eat, and we went to see my daughter, and then
how's she doing?
Well, they didn't stay long. She's getting better. Yeah. She had a real bout this time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think they didn't know how sick she was, so. It was a matter of getting her, you know, the medical attention she really needed.
Right.
Instead of back and forth, because I've been playing back and forth with her. Mm-hmm. In the hospital to the nursing home. In the hospital to the nursing home. That's what I say, when, you know, back and forth. But she's better, and she's looking better. And
so is she back at
walk.
The nursing home?
Yeah.
She's back at the nursing home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's okay. Got to be rehabbed. Mm-hmm. That's what she's trying to get. As soon as she gets there, she has to go back to the hospital because she gets sick again. So it's back and forth. So now they really found out what was wrong with her, see. So now they can work with that. And so, you know, it takes a little bit. You can't figure out everything at once.
That's why they're called practicing physicians.
Yeah, but she had a good one this time.
Good.
Because she had to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
And he's the one that did mine. So I was so happy she got him.
Right.
And his staff. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's an excellent doctor. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, okay, Dr. Kent, time to get into the talk show.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, you understand how come people hate rich people? Yes, ma'am, we hate rich people.
Because a lot of people
say something like that.
Well, what is it? Envy?
No.
Well, what is it?
I don't think, I think what it is that, I mean, so much money is spent into all of this stuff, like fashions and purses. And I don't buy them. I think we have a choice. Don't buy it. I can't see myself spending $600,000, $700,000 for a purse, shoes, coats, and all of that. I can't see it. But I'm not, you know, rich. So, you know, their thinking is different from mine. But
what makes it different?
All I want to say is because, number one, I don't have that kind of money to spend for that kind of stuff. And then number two,
well, there you go.
I've taken sewing before.
You've taken what?
So I know, you know, what sewing when you make garments
so,
and stuff.
So what about quality?
Well, you learn all of that in economics.
So if you can afford the quality, yes, can you buy it?
Well, I don't think it should cost that much. Why does it cost that much?
Because that's what people are willing to spend.
Well, then they got duped.
That's your opinion.
Some of that stuff you can make yourself. You can make it yourself. You can put a few frazzles on a dress.
Can you
make diamonds on a dress?
What about a yacht?
Well, that's different. I mean, unless you know how to do the wood shop part, you probably could.
What about an airplane?
Well, that's another different one you have to get into. My brother-in-law was working for Boeing.
So what about a fur coat?
You have to get into more. Well, I wouldn't even take no fur coat. I wouldn't take nothing off the animal skin to make a fur coat.
Do you eat chicken?
Every now and then.
So then you should stop with the whole animal thing.
No, I don't have to.
So let me get this right. I don't want to wear it, but I'll eat it? That sounds a little...
No.
That's a little...
I might eat it, but I might eat some beans. I like coleslaw, stuff like that. I like that better than meat because I've gotten away from meat, really, especially red meat and all of that.
So you ate meat your whole life, and then you've like, in the last maybe 10 years, stopped eating meat. So that makes you...
No, probably last 30.
So that makes you better than everybody because, you know, you don't eat
no,
meat.
No, I don't think I'm better than nobody.
Well, then why are you talking all this I don't eat meat stuff? You could wear it, too. Your clothes are made up.
You asked about the fur. You said the fur. That's what it got to the meat.
There's little you're wearing that somebody didn't die for it. The wool in your hat is from some poor, you know, I mean, sheep that.
I don't even wear a hat.
Well, they got. Come on.
I wear a scarf.
Stop it.
I wear a scarf around my ears. I really do.
Scarf's made of wool? Come on now.
No, it's made of silk, whatever that silk is. I guess it's been from the caterpillar.
Come on. Something died for you to get it. That's all I'm saying. Something died. Yes, I know so.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Not if I wear this scarf.
Yes,
this is a silk scarf.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Or the cotton that you make the scarves out of, clothing out of the.
Somebody went through some trauma to get that silk. Somebody went through some trauma to get that cotton, even if it was slaves.
My people did. I know that much. So, you know, there's something that happened and they won't erase it. So,
picking cotton.
But that's what we do.
And wool comes from
but
sheep.
Anyways,
so I don't know what we're going to do with that, you know, that poor sheep they got. And then while we're at it, we may as well cut it up and make some pork chops. Does sheep make pork chops?
I don't have no wool.
Goats or what? Anyway, I don't know.
I got cotton.
Pigs make pork chops. My producer's laughing at me.
I got cotton. I don't have any wool.
Okay.
I got denim. Yeah, you know, but I was just seeing it, and I saw all this money.
You know this cloth didn't come from nowhere. You know, it didn't just roll. Hey, I think I'm going to be denim today. Like, okay. All right.
And it's planted. It's planted in the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
And the rabbits did eat it. So,
yes, ma'am.
Now, one more thing I just want to say real quick. I think the money being spent for these political races, they can take all these millions and billions and fix up the city.
First of all, ain't nothing we can do about that because that's legal.
I can say it.
Absolutely, you can. Absolutely, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it just don't make no sense. You got all these billions and millions.
Just because you disagree.
Poor people are the problem.
Why is that?
they're the ones collect welfare. That's all they talk about. You know? So, okay, I'm going to let you go. And maybe somebody else want to talk.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow or what's that?
I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here. No, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Depends on what you're going to be talking about.
All right.
I have to wait and see. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye. 833-212-1017 is the number. So Trump is talking about, I got about a minute and a half or so. Trump is talking about having a third term. Here's some things I need you to know that people don't understand. There can be a movement to repeal the 22nd Amendment, and then he can run for a third time. Odds of that happening, somewhere between zero and 0.0000001 infinity. Two, he could exploit a little notice loophole in the amendment that might allow him to run for what? When J.D. Vance runs for president, he can run for vice president and then immediately ascend back into the presidency by Vance vacating the office. He could run for president again on a bet that an appellate Supreme Court he can run and the Supreme Court just won't stop him. That's not going to happen. Or he could simply refuse to leave. That's definitely not going to happen. That would put an end to America's democratic experiment. Hey, y'all, America is not a democratic experiment. We're here to stay. So y'all need to stop talking in these things that everything's so flexible and it's easy to change and we can move it, because it's not. The Constitution is pretty sturdy. I think it'll stand up. And I think Donald Trump should not run for a third term. And if he does, I hope somebody runs, because I'll be definitely voting against him.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Woo! That was a short one. Had the Brewers playing this afternoon. They lost to the Kansas City Royals. And now, I'm out. And then just walk away. Hey, I want to thank you for being here. It's been a great afternoon. It's been a short afternoon, but I'll be back in about 22 hours to harass you, to cajole you, to shock you, to amaze you. Because I got a whole bunch of stuff I caught up on the weekend. And I can't wait for the rest of the week. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Truth Unfiltered's coming up, so I'll be hanging around still with my partner in crime, Denise D.T. Thomas. And we'll talk about some things that truly need to be talked about unfiltered. Hey, God bless. Take care. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you, brother. Hey, have a good evening. Stay out. It actually snowed this morning. I'm like, I don't really. 70 degrees, snow. Okay. Oh, well, I'm confused. I'm out of here. I'm out.